Simon Kufay Dalit Sefalov. Misha Ochel B'mokam Echod, Sarach L'Vorach, Kaidim Shiyakamim Kamei. So the law is, when it comes to benching, you're not allowed to leave where you are, you have to bench before you leave. Now, B'myotim B'mokam Echod, B'Berach, the person left that place without making a bracha, without benching. No, we did this already. We're holding it. Siftalad, I'm sorry. Simituf Pedalad Siftalad.
Was it Ochel Va'eno Yodea?
Mm hmm.
He didn't know if he benched already.
Okay. Oh, you forgot that he benched?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not sure.
Not sure.
Okay. A person ate and he's not sure if he benched or not. So he's required, due to the doubt, to go bench again, possibly bench in Neshihi Minotar, because this is a mitzvah Torah. And a person has a question in the mitzvah Torah, he has to do it. Any case of a suffix of the Raisa, he has to do it again.
So that means he has to do the bracha first,
the bracha,
and then the bracha.
He has to bench.
Full benching,
whether or not he knows. Right.
Hello, Mr.
Avin, Mr. Yeah. Okay, Sif Katan Gimel, Sarah Lavorach. Now, so Mishabur says, Hainu called brichas amazon. So you bench the whole benching. Now, what's the chiddush? What's the point over here saying you bench the whole benching? Because we know that benching has four brachas in it. The first three brachas are based on Psukim and the Torah, and they're mitzvah of the Torah. To say those brachas. The fourth bracha of Akel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, which is referred to in Halacha as Hatoyv HaMeitiv, that bracha is only Derabbanan. Now, by a suffix Derabbanan, you're Mekel, and you don't say it again. So why are we saying all four brachas? If the first year of the Torah is, you say the first three and that's it. No. You say, Av bracha Revius, even the fourth bracha, She'ena Elimi Rabbanan, Kehecha Delo Lizilzulei Be. The Chachamim have a right to tell us what to do with their brachas. They can tell us to do it again, and tell us not to do it again. And they said, if you're going to have a situation where you have a doubt, and you go back and only say three brachas and not the fourth bracha, that person's going to lose his understanding of the importance of the fourth bracha, and the general will not take it seriously enough. So we're going to say, in this situation, when you go back and say the first three, you have to say the fourth one as well. Okay? Misafik. Comes along, Mishabura says, okay, if I'm benching and somebody else is not able to, let's say, bench for whatever reason, so I can help him fulfill his mitzvah by listening to me. So now I'm benching again based on a suffix, and somebody else needs to hear benching. Can I say benching and have him be yotzei listening to me? Uh-huh. So what should we say? We should say, l'chora, if I'm chayiv in benching, I can make him be motzi him. But if I'm not chayiv in benching, because I benched already, really. If I truly benched already, I just don't remember. Really, I'm just doing it because of the suffix. But really, I don't really need to bench again. So maybe I should argue that I can't be much to somebody else. So Mishabur said that's not true. That since once there's a halacha, that a suffix in a Torah, I must do it, so now I'm chayiv in benching.
But what,
I have to bench.
For yourself, wouldn't the proper thing to do, if this guy has to bench, and you have a suffix, why not have him bench and have you in mind?
Let's say he doesn't know how to read. Okay.
It's kind of like when somebody's trying to help somebody out with Kaddish.
Right. This
they're
is
not,
a little
they're
more
not responsible for doing the Kaddish.
Yeah, but Kaddish is no problem with saying it if you're whether you're chayiv or not. Over here, I can't say the words of benching, really, unless I'm chayiv and benching. Neshu min haTorah. Now, v'davka k'shesova, this halach over here that you have to go back and bench again, because it's a question of a Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is in the case of a person ate in such a way that he was satiated, he has to bench. Mm-hmm. If a person ate without being satiated, only in a little bit, he doesn't have, in the Torah's mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to bench in that situation. So now you're not dealing with suffix of the Torah, you're dealing with suffix of the Rabbana, in the case where he didn't eat enough to be full. So Davka, this halacha that you have to go back is kishesava, he was satiated. Diloy sava, he wasn't satiated, the Rebbe points to the Rabbana. Most people hold that situation, the key of the bench is only Drabbanon. And therefore, in that situation, he wouldn't have to go back. So I have a different solution. A person was not sure if he benched. And he only had a kazayas, so on the Torah level, he didn't eat enough to be filled, and he's not really tzayif. But he has a suffix, so is there a solution to solve the problem? There is. Wash again, say amoitzi, eat, and bench. So there is a way that everybody could really, you could always get yourself around this problem. Now, take a look at the Sharet Siyum in Sivkot and Yudzayim. So he says like this, that we, it's something he's saying, in case a person wasn't Sivay, it's only the Rabbanim. Does everybody agree with that? That's the standard wisdom. The mitzvah of the Torah is v'chalto, v'savato, uvirachto. So the only time you have a mitzvah veirachta is if you ate and you were satiated, then you were mitzvah the bench. If you ate a minimal amount, you're not mechuyev the bench. That's the on the Torah level.
Well,
right? Right? That's what you assume. That's what we assume.
I thought we were going to assumption that if you ate, was it a kazayas?
That's not the raisa.
That's
not the raisa. That's only the rabbanan. First, it's a kazayas, it's only the rabbanan. That's what we're assuming right now. The mitzvah of the Torah is v'chalta, v'savata, v'irachta.
And v'chalta
without v'savata is not the raisa.
Yeah.
However, that's the standard, that's Rav Paiskin. That's the majority of the Paiskin understand like that. He brings over here, and the Sharetzim, which flows over to the next page, V'al-Yirab HaKosad, the Mechinuch Mashra, from the Sefer HaChinuch, it seems to indicate that filu rak ocho kebeya chayiv mina raisa. Okay, so the Chinuch presents an opinion which says if a person ate a kebeya, the size of a kebeya, even though he's not satiated by that, once he ate that amount of a kebeya, he's chayiv in the Torah level to bench. Now, that's what the Elie Rabbah says. Ube'emes loikos of a Chinuch zeh, rak le'sever m'kein. Avahu loiposek midi b'zeh. Which was, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, he brings such an opinion. He does not himself support it, or he doesn't decide one way or the other. Okay. So then he's fine. Sifhei.
Right. So if someone finishes a meal, he's not sure whether he benched or not, and his wife is there. So he benched. Is he samech on that?
And again, what happened? If he's not sure if he...
He's at home with his wife.
Right.
And then he doesn't know if he benched or not, but his wife says he benched.
Yeah.
So you got
if she said she benched, you benched.
So he's some echad.
Yeah. Eid echad and bisurin. It's an eid echad. It's a mitzvah case. Eid echad is neman.
So if someone eats less than a kazayas, make bench, it's a bukhal of atala.
He's less than a kazayas, yeah.
Yes.
That's correct.
Whole benching is bruch of Avatala.
Correct.
In this society, who eats less than a kazayas?
Okay. Hey. Okay, can I stop.
That, wait, and that depends upon whether or not the person is capable of eating more.
Okay. Amasai yochel levorach. Okay, so how far, at what point does the person lose his mitzvah benching? The person ate, they didn't bench right away. Is it some point where you say, you know, I didn't bench 5 days ago. I ate a meal. You know, like, you can't bench what you ate 5 days ago. So where do you? How far can you take it?
Right.
So, still the digestion process has taken place. So, how do we decide that? How do I know that? I don't have an X-ray. I don't have an X-ray machine. What is that? A person who is hungry, ate a meal, and feels satiated, and he remains in that state of not being hungry. After a period of hours, he starts getting hungry again. So once it gets to that point where he's getting hungry again, it means the digestion process has taken the food out of his stomach and further into his body. And now he can't bench anymore. So he can bench as long as he still feels the satiation of, he's not hungry. But from the moment where he starts getting hungry again, even though we know that the digestion hasn't been completed totally, but as far as we're concerned, regard to benching, it's considered that it was digested. Okay, Naaman?
It's different for each person, though.
Each person will be different. Yeah, each person will have measures by themselves.
They have their own
mechanism,
and they know when it's time. Okay.
This will be true not only by case of a person ate a bread meal, but a person drank something, a person ate something, and he needs to say a bracha achrona. Yemenu royev v'loitzomei v'toyev lo'osa peiris yivorach yemenu yudei l'shar im nisaklu. So of a person is not, if a person was thirsty and he drank, he's not thirsty anymore. And now he remains not thirsty. So it means that which the quenching of the thirst that the liquid was supposed to accomplish was accomplished. So he didn't say bracha karani. He can still say it. After all, he starts getting thirsty again. So that which you drank is not effective anymore. So if you didn't say bracha by then, it's too late. Now it comes to Paris. Now this is only going to work, like Mr. Burr is going to point out, when a person ate a large amount. So then we can say that, you know, that this is the shear, because he was satiated, or his thirst was quenched. But let's say a person was really thirsty, he only had one cup available, and he drank. So he said, well, I'm still thirsty, I can still say bracha karna. So how do you figure it over there? A person ate a snack. His goal wasn't to totally address his hunger. It was just to tide himself over. So he ate a snack, and he didn't say bracha karna right away. So now what? How long do you have for that? So that Mishnah Berurah will talk about. Fine. Zokti Mishnah Berurah. Now, Amisha Shachem will berach l'liyelka. It's going back on the person who had not benched immediately, and now he's coming to address the fact that he didn't bench right away. Really, you should bench. You should really bench right away. But if you didn't do that, so now what do you do?
Is there a time limit on that?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out, right? Because the man shen arrives. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you're not hungry, you can still bench. Once you become hungry again, so that process of eating has been finished. It's now history. You can't bench anymore. Now, a person now says, okay, you know, let's start over again and eat again, and I'll bench it out on the new food. Okay. So, Dasim are going to rum Shayatsu Yvarcha Moitzi. I feel that he's seeing Daito a dime. Even though he hasn't been Messiah Das, and he's been careful about it, he planned to eat some more, just he had a large pause, and he kept his focus on his hands shouldn't become, you know, not clean, etc. So he's totally ready to eat more. But if you've sat in a meal to the point that the original Achil has ended, to the point it's no longer being felt by the body, you need to know what might say the Magen Ram holds. Himli Sachal Mosen Hips the Gam Bracha Rishana. Our Harbech Ran and Pligi Bale, but many disagree with that. The Sabbath the Bracha Rishana the Hips the Kolshul Hisiyat Dai to Beitim. They disagree. They say no. As long as you remain focused and intend to eat more, you don't lose your Bracha Rishana. Okay.
Well, hold on. If he's presumably he's been sitting at a meal, he got involved in a long conversation.
And he constantly remembered he can't forget the bench, and he can't be careful with his hands. He kept running and said, oh, hands. He constantly remained focused. He plans to eat more. He says, you know, Yanko, it's a fascinating political argument. I'm really upset at you. I have to scream at you, but I'm going to eat some more. And he kept saying, eating and eating more. He was Muslim, Messiah Das. Right? That wasn't the issue. He wasn't Messiah Das. We had a case where a person gets involved in the conversation. He's Messiah Das. No, he was not Messiah Das. That's the case of Morgan Rum. He says, I don't care if you weren't Messiah Das. Once you lost the Achila through digestion, you have to make a new Baruch Hashem. Everybody says that's not true. What does one do with the other? That's the argument of all the other Achorim. You weren't Messiah Das, so why should you lose the Baruch?
Now, if he's wondering whether you bench or not, don't we say automatically he's Messiah Das? That's all, because he's thinking of benching now, so he's giving up eating.
No, that's not going in the case where he's a Suffolk. It's only case of No, the first version means Jamisha Shachach will bring to go back and Sif Aleph. The person didn't bench right away.
Okay.
Not that he was not that he had a Suffolk.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So he forgets himself and he doesn't know that he hasn't benched, right?
No. This is a case a person knows. I mean, there's no doubt over
knows.
Here.
Okay, he knows he has to bench.
He knows he has to bench. He was having a conversation and he didn't bench right away. So now he wants to continue. Forget about benching. He wants to continue eating. Right now I'm dealing with eating. I'm not dealing with benching right now. I'm dealing with eating. I want to continue eating. Do I need a new bracha? Do I need to say a new hamotzi? Does this constitute the end of a meal that I need to start over again or not?
And what about suppose he only ate a little bit, and as I understand it, if you eat a little bit, sometimes that opens up the appetite. So it's like an appetizer. It makes you even more hungry. So he ate a tiny bit. He got involved in a conversation, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour. Now his appetite has really opened up, And it's not that it got digested what he ate. It's just that now he's even more hungry because of the effect of the appetizer.
So
what do you do in that situation?
You continue to eat, right?
But do you need a new bracha?
Do you have to do the bracha?
Do you need a new bracha?
I don't know.
No. Because
like you say, he wants to eat more.
Right. So what do you think?
I would say...
Based on the information that we have.
Based on what we have so far, I would say he does not need a new bracha because he's not hungry because the food got digested. He's hungry because the food actually acted as an appetizer and opened up his appetite.
You got it? Okay. So I just want to tell you an interesting question which comes up based on this. Is a famous Kibager had this. There's two examples of this case.
Let me guess, Pesach?
So, no. So a boy is becoming bar mitzvah. And he had this really, really big meal going into the night of his bar mitzvah. And they celebrated it basically like going into the night of the bar mitzvah. And he benched. And now it comes nighttime. And he's still full from that meal. Does he have to bench again? Now he's a bar mitzvah. He's a chayv deraisa. The chiyuv that he benched before was only from a katan, who was not a mitzvah deraisa. Now he's a gadol.
So you already benched.
If he benches a katan, now he's a gadol. He's still full.
But he already benched. He already thanked God.
What time did he bench?
He benched as a katan.
So
I don't care. He benched as a katan. Okay. And now it's an hour later, and it's now at Seisa Kakovim, and he's still full. So if the mitzvah is the bench and the fact that you're full, benching is a katan when he's under bar mitzvah doesn't. I can't have a katan be moitzi me because I'm a gadol. The katan can't be moitzi himself because he's a gadol. So is the main issue that do you require that both the achila and the svia take place as a gadol to be chayv in the mitzvah? Or is the main thing is the svia? Is the mitzvah of benching on the svia on being satiated? So I'm satiated. I have to heave the bench, and that which I bench before.
But it says ve'achalta ve'sabata.
Or is the main? Do you require achila as well? So that's the question which we're dealing with over here.
I would say ve'achalta. You have to eat as a guy.
I understand. Rekhmeger wasn't sure. Rekhmeger wasn't sure how to understand it. The Chazanish also is not sure how to understand it. And another example is a person ate a meal as a ger, and then he finished his gerus process as a non-Jew, and then he went to the mikveh, became a Jew. Right. So does he have to bench? He already said his benching.
But he started before.
He ate before, but he's full right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. But
so in other words, this concept.
He finished it.
I understand, but the point is this. But we see that. Let me ask you. Let's go back to the question. The mitzvah is v'chalta b'sabata uveirachta. So I understand. I eat. I'm full, and I bench. Right. Now it's a half an hour later. I'm not eating anymore. So how am I supposed to bench? Because I ate once upon a time. Okay. So what is it? Because you're still full. What is still full to do with anything? All right. The eating is history already. No, because the main thing is because you're full. Oh, okay. So the main thing is because you're full. Well, now I'm full an hour later. I'm full 2 hours later. Is the mitzvah is when a person is full, he has the mitzvah to bench. Tachila is just a hechatim sabalma. So the hechatim sabalma does not need to be done as a gadol.
Well, hold on, but then ain't the davar sof.
No.
If I ate a big meal and I bench, and 15 minutes later I still feel full, I have to bench again. And if half an hour later I still feel full, I have to bench again. Ain't the davar sof. There's no end to that.
No, I benched on that feeling of fullness.
Okay, so this guy also benched on his feeling of fullness.
An act of a cotton, as far as the gadol is concerned, is called ploppling. I imagine after I ate, I went for half an hour. Is that called benching? No. A katan's action, as far as the gadol is concerned, is nothing. He didn't bench. This gadol did not bench.
But this gadol didn't eat either.
One second. What?
If Nebuch, a person has a tube into their stomach, and they get full through that, would we say they have to bench?
It's a fair question. The Tzitz Eliezer has that question, based on the Sur Kivager. Yes. Is the chila the bechalta just a hechatimsa to get to the sviya, and the mitzvah is benching on sviya, which that's logical, right? If we're saying the mitzvah is not a chila because just eating a kazai is not makayvi, eating a kabei is not makayvi, it's the sviya which is makayvi. When a person feels full, he has a mitzvah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, that you need to eat to get to that. Understand, but the mitzvah is not v'chalta v'savota, it's v'savota v'rachta. That's your regular
something. Similar question with the gastric bypass, where you don't have to eat that much and you get full right away.
because
right, okay,
they tie your stomach, so
right.
it doesn't take that much to get full.
Right, so over there,
so you don't have much achila. You may even have achila that's less than a shear,
right.
But yet you're getting full.
So as far as I understand, on the case over there, if you have achila less than a shear, even that person would be full. Most poskim say you're not chayiv, but there are some poskim who say raise the question that the flip side of kiveger would be that that's true. If I can have a seal without a chila,
right?
So I should be chayiv.
That's a medical condition, though.
Okay. Machos osa chila near shabola fuchi. What is he saying? Due to that chila, imu meshar shabos chila vado hayikvar shir lisakel vayichazel liyisroyev. Let's say a person ate once, ate. And the amount that he ate then was really not enough to make him feel full this so far later. The time has lapsed. But what? So he ate bread. And, so then it's been an hour and a half since the last time he ate bread. He didn't eat so much bread. So really, he should be hungry again. But he had a lot of other things. So the reason why he's not hungry is not due to the bread in that situation. It's due to the other foods.
But the other foods were part of the meal, so what's
that? Okay? No, it wasn't part of the meal. I ate bread.
How can it not?
I forgot the bench. I didn't bench, and I walked away, and I came back half an hour. You know what? I had some other food. Nothing to do with the bread.
The food was part of the entire meal, though.
No, right? No. It wasn't part of the meal. I ate bread, and I finished eating bread. I walked away. I'm done. Mm. I didn't bench. An hour later, I said, you know what? I'm really hungry. Let's go eat something from the fridge. Mm. And he filled himself up. So now he's not hungry anymore. Yeah, but that wasn't because of the bread.
That's because they had a break in between like that.
Okay. When this is Shlaber Brichas Amos and Achar Achila Rishon, he didn't bench over that original Achila. Lo Yochel Avorach Oid Brichas Amos. He's full now. Shikar Bot Alois Achila. But that Achila of eating bread has nothing to do with your feeling of fullness. Has nothing to do with the bread. Medam Vorim Kishach Shagam Achilas Rishon. He said that Timal Achol. That's a case where you ate and you had no intention to eat anymore. You ate the bread, finished that meal. Right, and then you ate other foods not in context of that meal. So you say, well, that food doesn't help you for being surveyed. If that was all part of the meal, You have these big, wedding meal or something like that, which takes many hours. You ate bread. You haven't had bread, 3 hours already, But you had other foods in between.
But
that's all part of the meal.
But you said once you eat the bread and you're hungry again, so the bread's been digested and your ability.
No,
to
I said a case where you benched and you walked away from the meal. You finished that meal.
Okay.
But so you're saying that his second eating has nothing to do with the first meal. So essentially, he did finish.
No, I didn't say that. I said in a case where a person decided not, he finished his meal. He's finished eating.
First meal he's done with.
He ate bread, he's finished. He walked away. He's done.
He did not bench, though.
And he didn't bench. And then he realizes later on he didn't bench. In a case, a person is having a meal, and part of the meal is bread. And then he has another course. Even if he hasn't eaten bread in a while, at the Mishnah Berurah, that's a different case. That's like what Mishnah Berurah is saying is different. That will extend your original achila of the bread.
Okay.
Let's say a case where you had peiros, and you're not hungry for those peiros anymore. Love the afkel. In the time of the shum peiros, Musimin shenis lo nisakel adayim me'ah. He ate, sat down, and he had a big portion of grapes, and he's really full. See, not only that, he's half an hour later, he's still not full. He's still full. So he forgot to say the bracha about. You can say the bracha now.
All the peiros.
Now.
Separate from the.
So if he doesn't know the shar, it's achl. Now, this all works very nice if you ate enough to be full. So we say, okay, now we can use the fullness or the lack thereof as the measure. Is the satiation still there? Has the digestion taken place? Let's say a person ate a little bit. He's really still hungry. He didn't have extra right now to eat. This is all he had available. So he sat down and he had a few crackers, enough to say bracha achrona, and he's still hungry. That's all he had available. Now, was that kashim or the shayr hashir to chosman shen aroy? So how do you evaluate how long he has? Kim should take him. Hoya loy gam ken tayv elish lahoya loy. He was hungry immediately afterwards. Just he didn't have food available. So how would you measure how long he has? So kosa harbe achrayim. So many achrayim suggest in this situation we use a different measure. The shirinim is that today hiluk arba milin shu ayin beiz minut. We give you 72 minutes. We have to assume within that period of time of 72 minutes, because it takes time for any amount of food to get really be digested. We can't test it based on hunger, because that's not a good test. But we know that it stays in the stomach for a period of time, and whatever it's doing for the body, it's doing, and therefore that lasts for 72 minutes. Okay. Now, a person ate a small amount, again, it can be relevant for bread also. I only had a little bit of bread available. I didn't have enough to satiate myself. So the shear is 72 minutes. He ate a little bit, not a lot. He waited. He shouldn't have waited. He waited. And now he can't figure out whether it's digested or not. The eighth is eat some more bread, and then you can sure bench. Again, if he was planning to continue eating, doesn't need a new hamotzi. So he says this measurement of 72 minutes is not a reliable measurement. And if it's possible not to rely on it, it's better to do so. How would you do that? You need some more. But a case where you have no choice, you rely on the measurement of 72 minutes, not to
before
rely on
the 72 minutes expires, right?
Correct.
So that means you could stretch that meal out for hours.
Correct.
Like they do in the weddings.
Right, exactly. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this, but... the Poskim point out that this is only by achila. When it comes to drinking, the shear is not 72 minutes. A person drank something and they finished drinking, they should say bracha karna right away, because if they don't say bracha karna right away. So again, if you drink enough that you really quench your thirst totally, so you have a measure. As long as you remain not thirsty, so you know that that drinking is still affecting you. So it's not considered digested totally, and you can make a bracha. But a case where the person just had a small amount, so that's not going to be the measure, because it didn't really quench all of his thirst, or he wasn't so thirsty to start with. So we don't have it as a measure. So then we do not rely on the 72 minutes.
Well, wait a minute. If you only had a small amount to drink,
yeah.
After the bread.
Oh.
You've done the washing.
No. A person's
right,
drinking.
You've already done your washing.
You just drink. There's no bread here.
Oh, no bread. Okay.
This is just drinking. So would you be even be mechuyev bracha achrona anyways? You only had a small amount to drink.
No, you had enough to drink. The amount you need to drink to be chai bracha achrona, we'll see in a second how much that is. It's about 3.5 ounces.
Okay. Yeah, but you have to drink it relatively quickly, no?
Okay, I'm saying, but 3.5 ounces is not a lot of drink.
No, it's not.
Okay, so now you're equipped, but the shayla is, now how do you do over there? Okay.
Three eggs, right?
Three eggs is like, that's a lot more than 3.5 ounces.
Okay, now.
One egg, right?
One egg. Okay, so to the...
might actually be, depending how big the egg is.
In those days, the eggs were...
They were
gizunt
eggs, yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah later on talks about the point by shti, it's a little bit different measure. He doesn't take exactly what the measure is. Okay. Sifov, shir achila levorach lebrich hazamozen is bekazayis. The minimal amount of food that you need to eat to be able to bench is a kazayis. Okay. Mishnah Berurah develops. Levorach lebrich hazamozen. V'alfa gav the bracha rishon and tzarech levorach afila kol shu. There's no amount which is required for the bracha rishon. Whatever the food might be, you want to eat a little piece of bread. You have to say a mozi, a little piece like this big. But for benching, so for a bracha rishona, you can't have any benefit from this world without making a bracha. Bracha achrona is a different requirement because ayis. Okay, hayinu mirabanan. Kazayis is only Mirabana. Miraisa Enel Kabla Barak because the Muslim Kim Kishaokal Dafka Shir Sviya Shinamar Bakalta Basavato Birachta. Miraisa, the mitzvah is you have to, it's only the mitzvah of the Torah at the bench only takes place once you eat enough that you're satiated. Mashir Sviya Masham is Sefer Achinuch. Each person has measured his sviya differently. Each person knows what he needs to eat to make him feel that he's not hungry anymore. In if that's the amount that this person will eat, which will make him feel sviya, now the Sharetzion takes a look over here in Chafei. He says, okay, so that works. Yeah, but the person is very—he's elderly, he's thin, he's small. He eats very minimally. His needs are very minimal. So that for him, that's sviya. What about the other round? You have a guy; he's a big eater, right? You know, until he feels full, he needs to eat like three loaves of bread. Like, you know, so he's not kind. Listen to rice until he eats three loaves of bread. Like, what does it mean? L'chor mashem ilushanadim who ish ravsam ben sviya kim bachila merubim ma'od. He's a very hungry person, and he needs a large amounts of food to fill him up. Enemies chayv kim lefisri also. He don't be chayv mitzvah rice. And once he does that, however, mirabosim shal Rashi, mashal the tola the fiyah noshim acherim kol shadarka likboyasuda b'shir kazeh mikri sviya. If the general populace considers that amount to consider it a full meal, see, even this individual is not surveyor from it. It could be that's a silachy of the rice.
This is different as a person.
So in general, that's he's saying, well, it'll work l'chumra, but not the other way around. Now, if you tell me that the rice that you need, sviya, he says, so the Bir Halacha says, let's say you're a person who's a chal or a zake, and for him a kazai creates sviya, or a kebaya creates sviya, that's the rice for him, that'll be them, it's the rice. Okay, take a look at the Bir Halacha. It's about 10 lines up before the end of the Bir Halacha. Everybody have it?
Yeah?
It's the Dira Maska is on the page before. The long Bir Halacha because I is. Only at the end of on page Sadi. It's after right after brackets of the Radvaz. Isi Prima Godim Shakasa the Mistabralon. The binah shviya mi pas levad v'osu chayim in the Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is v'chalta v'savata means you had your satiation from bread. The mitzvah of the Torah is eating bread. If I eat potatoes, I fill up potatoes. I have no mitzvah of the Torah at the bench. So this is the same way that chila is referring to bread. The shviya is referring to bread. You have to be shviya from the bread. So that's the prima gadim says. So if I eat a small amount of bread and I have fill up in other things, I could be not chayim in the Torah at the bench. Because my feeling of fullness wasn't from the bread. So the Mishnah Berurah, no. Now, but nearly Pasha. The income also by Misha Oichel, Eza Dover Lafis is a pass. The Sheet of the Mitzdarif, Shekeno Derech Achila. If I have other foods which I eat together with the bread, I have a sandwich, and there's the filling inside. So that counts. He's not excluding that case. That goes together with the bread. That's how you eat bread. You eat bread with. I want to be if I put, let's say, smear something on the bread, that doesn't count. No, that's how you eat the bread. What's he saying? El kashocha tzari darma b'fnayatzman. Talking about you ate the other items independently of the bread. Meinei v'lochon v'vaz and ma'ashman l'char the karochel eiza dover b'sayim siyosa ayadei achilas pas. Let's hit another round. First, a different scenario. Person didn't wash. He sat down and he had some meat and some potatoes. He says, you know what? I want to wash. And he washes, and that puts him over the top, and now he feels full. So the bread filled him up. Although the bread didn't fill him up, it was the meat, the potatoes, and the bread which filled him up. But the Ravaz says, if the last thing which filled you up was the bread, that counts as being filled up. So he says, Mahan l'chim in a Torah, the Mar. So you see that you don't need the whole fullness. The fullness has to come from the bread, according to the Radvaz. It's not like the Prima God. So he wants to be doichet.
Is this why some people eat bread at the very end of the meal?
The reason people eat bread at the end of the meal, the Mishnah Berurah said we saw way back when the beginning of Tzias HaPath, there's an Indian of eating the bread that you ate at the beginning of the meal to eat it again at the end of the meal. It's a Shalach Kaddish. You're supposed to eat at the end of the meal. Okay. So that is, let's hold it here. That is the... It's an interesting question. But I mean, there's a logic to it. That we should, like the Prima Godim, that if the other foods, you know, are creating the Sviya, how do we know that was the mitzvah of the Torah? Yeah, okay.